any form of preaching, teaching, prophesying, exposition of the word that does not motivate people to action is just a dead letter, formal education and knowledge of the word. It's dead letter. It's not life-giving. All life-giving, spirit-filled words motivate people into action. If people are allowed to just sit there and consider what's being said, take notes, write down scriptures, and be informed, if that's their experience, if that's the operation, it's dead letter law religion. It's not any kind of demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. All life-giving words, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Anything less than that is dead letter and moves people into a law relationship with the word. Learning, studying, memorizing, and then doing. Trying to fulfill what they've been taught. Trying to fulfill the curriculum. Trying to fulfill the formal teaching. Taking the words that they heard and trying to fulfill them as a sense of obligation and duty. That's the law. That's learning and doing. When the spirit of life is present, when the words are filled with Zoe, are filled with life, when the words create a movement inside that motivates the hearer into some form of action because of the moving of power within their soul, that's the message of the kingdom. That's the word of life that comes from the Holy Ghost. Anything else is worldly religion and comes from the world church, comes from the flesh, comes from the wisdom of man, comes from learning, formal teaching, formal knowledge. It doesn't come from the spirit of life. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, is moving and becoming active inside by the power of the spirit that penetrates our soul and moves us to action. That's what Jesus intended. That's the power of testimony. And that's how we overcome. The blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, not the formalized teaching of the gospel, the formal teaching of the word, the historical, educational teaching of the Bible. That's dead letter. Some of that in right context is informative and good. But sitting underneath that formalized educational historical teaching as the way to walk and the way to live and the way to exist in this world is dead letter law religion. It doesn't gender life. To know we'll say the Book of Acts covered 90 years or one generation, or and that the Corinthian church was formed in 98, you know, AD, or, you know, all the information of, you know, historical learning that seems good to know has absolutely no bearing on my life here and now. What's important is, what is the Holy Ghost saying today? And the word, the written word, always will confirm his living word in us. And also, the life-giving word of life that deals with Scripture moves us to action. So I'm not saying that you can't teach out of the word. Of course you can. And teach the Scripture, but only in the context of testimony. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. There's nothing there that says, and they overcame by learning the Bible or learning the Scriptures. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you study the Scriptures. You think that you have eternal life in the Scriptures. You know what? We don't have eternal life in the Scriptures. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. That's our eternal life. That's what opens the porthole of the kingdom of heaven to us here on earth. That's why the prayer is, Our Father in heaven, holy is thy name, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth today as it is in heaven. The will, the inspiration, the motivation, the drive, the passion of Jesus Christ. Let that be in me today as it is in him now in heaven. That's the prayer. Let the kingdom come. Let the rule and realm of heaven come to earth today in my life. So when you consider that, that's not coming through dead letter religion. It didn't come to the Jews through the law. It still has not come to the Jews through the law, through the reading of the Scripture every day, every Sabbath. They still are blind as a bat to their Messiah. And yet the Word of God is proclaimed, read, taught, written, studied, printed, exposed, more so in the Jewish community every day and every week than it is in the Christian community. Yet where is the fruit of that instruction? Where is the fruit of that curriculum? Where is the fruit of the Bible college? Where is the fruit of the seminary? Where is the fruit of the synagogue? It's still in dead letter religion because there's no spirit of life, because there's no life in Christ Jesus. That's why. It's simple and yet so profound and so probably so deep, so secretive, very few can hear it. Derek said it pretty plainly. I doubt if very many people really got it. He said the law and grace will never come together. In a sense, in other words, the law is the law and grace is grace. And the two are totally separate from one another. And they will never be one in the sense of demonstration on the earth. The law is the law, and grace is grace. Now, within the mystery of God, I say the law and grace have joined in Jesus Christ. And it's explained in Romans 8:2 by the law of the Spirit of life. But the written law, fulfilling every jot and tittle of the law by study, by learning, by memorization, by doing, living a law-perfect life, is impossible. The scripture says it's impossible. And that demonstration of law for righteousness is impossible, the scripture says. But we are commanded to be under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We are commanded to be under the law of the Spirit, which is responding to life, the life of the Word as it's presented to us.